imagine getting a full week to drive that new car around before you decide to buy? That's the test drive you get at IlliniGuys.com. That's right. Great feature stories, podcasts, and up-to-the-minute insider info from our experts. Our guys have the best sources. Be sure to check it out on IlliniGuys.com, and it's cheaper than the new car. I promise, it really is. This segment presented by Busey Bank, proud sponsors of Illini Athletics. It was a big opening weekend win for the Illini last week, 38-6 over Wyoming, and the man engineering the offense was Tommy DeVito, the transfer from Syracuse, just solid all game long in the debut, not just for him, but also for new offensive coordinator Barry Lenny Jr. We ran into Tommy's parents at our Illini Guys tailgate and got them to come on the show, and we are thrilled right now to bring in Tommy Sr. and Lexi DeVito. Folks, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. And tell us, what was your first Illini game experience like?
Thank you for having us. It was terrific. You know, we got lucky to come to the spring game and just be chatting in the stands. And we met a guy who basically said he'd been doing the tailgating forever. And he invited us in with open arms. And then it was like a tug of war to greet us and meet us. It was really nice. It was nice to see how excited the fans are, how passionate they are. You know, they converted buses into with the TVs and the couches and the food. It was really terrific. The atmosphere was terrific. It felt like we were in a park at Grange Grove. It was really nice. Everything was in walking distance. And it was just terrific. The whole Illini walk, we were never part of anything like that. That was very emotional for us. And everybody was just nice start to finish. I really can't say enough of how great the community was to us. And we look forward to coming to just about every home game.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, the game was really good too. And, you know, secondary to, of course, meeting us at the Illini Guys tailgate probably was the football game. But I mean, you know, it's, you know, we all have our, you know, priorities, but no, the football game was great. What's it like seeing, what's it like for you guys? You have a son who's a quarterback and obviously he's been in college for a while, but what's it like seeing him? This is almost like being, it's new. It's almost like being a freshman again, when he comes in and it's, you're just excitement and the nervous energy. I know you guys had to feel a little bit of that on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. So Friday we were walking around campus and I looked down the field and I saw a couple of people on the field. I was like, let's go try to get in the field. We walk in there and who do we run into but Donovan Leary and his family.
No.
So Donovan's rehabbing an injury, so I guess they had a little free time. So we were talking to them on the field. And then they left. It's about 7:30, great time at night. And I walked the whole field and I saw the Big Ten. And I just felt like such a prideful moment. I'm like, my son's going to play on this field tomorrow. And it was like a whole new beginning. Like the Big Ten to me, I grew up watching Penn State and Joe Paterno with my father, you know, Italians at home in New Jersey. Every Saturday was Penn State football for us. So, you know, the Big Ten, to me, was always the best football, and we couldn't be happier. You know, it's very emotional first game. Your heart's racing. You know, you feel like you don't want to let anybody down, even as the parent. You know, you want your kid to make the fan base happy. So definitely exciting.
What was it like to watch him back there in the pocket and literally able to do pretty much what he wanted without getting knocked around, et cetera, like had happened so much at Syracuse?
Well, my wife was very happy to see her son upright. That's for sure. You know, her as the mother, you know, she's always, oh my God, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. I know, right. It's part of the game, but it was definitely nice to see.
No, he was comfortable in the pocket. He really enjoyed it. You could see he was just playing ball. You know, he was having a nice time with all the guys. He connected really well with them from the start. And it just showed how nice they connected together, all of them.
You know, that's a great point as we're talking to Tommy Sr. and Lexi DeVito here on the Newsmaker Line presented by Busey Bank. You mentioned that, and that's one thing that was my takeaway too, that as I watched this team from the opening drive in the very beginning, it didn't feel like Tommy was a newcomer. I mean, they all connected, they gelled, they all were in sync. One thing we were talking about in terms of stats and completions, attempts and yards and touchdowns and whatever. And I said, you know, to me, the number one stat in this game for Tommy was no mistakes. I mean, and this is Illini fan base has been, you know, look, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of factors to this, but that's one, just having that solid play throughout the afternoon to where it just flowed. And I think that his play and Barry Lenny's offense really gives this team a balance that we haven't seen in a while.
You know, I have a great feeling about this team. I don't want to put pressure on them in any way. I've been a football guy my whole life. This team is so balanced. If the offensive line can gel together and get better every week, this team's going to be very hard to stop. They're going to shock a lot of people because there's nothing that this offense can't do. That, you know, Coach Lonnie is terrific. I was so happy when he came on. And Coach B, forget an awesome coach. He's an awesome guy. He shocks me all the time how thoughtful he is. He's just one of a kind. You know, I sent him a screenshot of me on the bench, my arm around the bench, when I was in the stadium on Friday night. I said, "Coach, you should lock your doors. You never know who sneaks in." He texts me back within 30 seconds the night before the game. "I'm calling security, LOL." Like, the guy, he's one of the guys. I mean, the stuff that he texts me, that he sends me, he's so thoughtful. He is first class. I have a love affair with that guy. He's unbelievable. He really is. We couldn't be happier.
That's it's great. We're very happy in Illini Nation to have Coach B. I think he's going to do a fantastic job. But now I want to get to really important issues. Like, when you've been to Champaign now a couple times, what's the favorite part? Where do you get to? Where have you been to visit? Have you gotten to eat anywhere good?
Baxter's. Baxter's was really good. The staff was great. The drinks were yummy. You know, we had halibut. It was just nice. No, very welcoming.
Food was good. We went to the diner across the street. What's it called? Marianne's.
Marianne's was nice.
Marianne's, that diner was terrific.
They were all dressed in, the Illini stuff. And then we went to Ribeye. That was delicious. Everybody was just very welcoming, very fun atmosphere.
And so getting to the less exciting stuff, but how is Tommy like school?
Well, all his stuff's online. So, you know, it's easy for him now. He doesn't have to go from class to class. So it's not that daunting.
Wait.
Mike, I thought for sure, Mike, you were going to ask about pizza. I can't believe segued you into food, Mike.
We were at Papa Del's plenty, and we ran into former Illini All-American Craig Swope, but you can always find us there. So if the DeVito family is ever hungry, just head to Papa Del's and call one of us. We will be there.
Okay, we'll hit that first next week.
Next week
we'll be at the home game.
So we definitely have to check that place out. But we've only been there twice, so we're just scratching the surface.
There you go. That's right. The season's just beginning. You know, I'm curious. It's unusual to have a Big Ten team, not just any Big Ten team, but one in the Midwest, you know, over on this side of the country, to have all three quarterbacks from New Jersey. And of course, there's a connection. We'll hear from Matt Stevens a bit later in the show. Our football writer and analyst did a great piece on Tommy and Art Sikowski's connection to back in high school when they both worked with the same private quarterbacks coach. Talk about that and those two having a kind of this lifelong big brother, little brother relationship. And maybe was it a part of the factor knowing you had someone there that Tommy had someone there he's comfortable with? Was that part of his decision-making process?
Not for that. I mean, Tommy's had that quarterback coach since he's 5 years old.
And that's Leon Clark.
Leon Clark. So a lot of people, you know, always ask us, who do you train with? And, we met Art. And Art was a great kid from the start. Big kid, strong arm. And Tommy and him hit it off right away. And then you always root for each other. You know, anybody who trains with Leon, you know, the quarterbacks, it's true. It really is a fraternity. They all stick together. They all text each other. They message each other. They support each other. And Tommy and Art, back when they were being recruited, were both being recruited by a lot of the same teams. So they always stayed in touch. So it's nice. And then Tommy actually knows Donovan's brother. more because they're, you know, the same age. So Tommy always kept in contact with him. Now Tommy says he loves him. He loves Devin because he's like the little brother. So Tommy really is enjoying Devin for sure.
So where does Tommy get the football? I mean, obviously you said you've been grew up a football guy, but where does he get the athleticism and stuff from? Is it both of you, one of you? You got an athletic history. That's you. All right.
I have the strong arm. I know where to put my feet and step. I'm the one. Definitely.
Not even close. They get the hype from our family for sure because we're all short Italians. So, but Tommy's got an interesting mix. He's Italian from me, German, half German from his mother, and half Costa Rican. His grandmother's Costa Rican. So that's why he's got the little wiggle on the hip from the Costa Rican. Got the strong German and the Italian toughness and athleticism.
But we're going to have to figure out where nice Brad mix. Got his. Brad, where'd you get your wiggle in your hips?
I you know, it's just natural. It comes natural, Mike.
Now we get to it. What was it like for him to have, has he ever thrown to 12 different receivers in a game before? I mean, I thought that was pretty awesome that he was finding open receivers and spreading the ball to everybody.
Now, I've seen him hit 7, 8 receivers. I don't know if 12's ever been done. I don't know if there's a stat on that, but it's very rare that you hear that. And I think the most important part of that is it keeps the players engaged. You know, if you make even one catch, now maybe you're giving it your all in practice because maybe you're going to see the field. You know, it gives you a little bit of taste of the good life, so to speak. So I think it's great that everybody gets involved and they spread the ball around.
I got to tell you, I don't know if it's unusual anywhere else. It's unusual for Illinois. It's been a long time.
to actually complete 12 passes in a game was really hard 12, last year.
Not 12 different receivers, 12 passes. We have yeah. We do not have high expectations or needs. We just, hey, we're happy. 12 passes. Yes.
It's been tough. It's been tough. It's been 30 years of in purgatory. So there's a lot of us excited about 2022. Hey, listen, we're excited that you guys are going to get a chance to come back to a lot of games. And we hope that you'll come back here on the show. We really enjoyed talking with you guys at our tent. We won't have a tent for the Virginia game. We won't do that every time. But we'll be back, and hopefully you guys will come on the show again.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you for having us.
This is awesome. All right, you guys take care. Good luck with everything this season, and we cannot wait to have you guys back and make us laugh. Tommy Sr. and Lexi DeVito, the parents of Tommy DeVito, and what a start he's off to going into the Indiana game as he plays his final season of college ball. We are really thrilled to have him with the Illini. No question about that. This segment brought to you by Busey Bank. Stay with us. A celebrity kid will wear a Big Ten uniform this school year, but not one that you might have expected. That's next. Here all along, the Illini Guys Radio Network.